Rocky Mountain Power is the main provider of home and business utility services in the state. They have something called the Utah Solar Incentive Program. It's a rebate program designed to provide customers with a rebate after installation for a portion of the initial cost of installing certain solar systems. And Utah has a tax credit law that also allows taxpayers to claim up to $2,000 to cover the cost of installing solar. Both of these programs are legitimate, and they aim to encourage alternative uses of energy to power homes and businesses. It is possible that you could get a direct contact by Rocky Mountain Power to participate in this program.
Private companies all the time may offer incentives, and Rocky Mountain Power and other companies are private industry companies that can do that kind of thing.
Daniel O'Bannon, director of the Division of Consumer Protection, says you will never get a call from the IRS about the solar tax credit or from any other government agency trying to sell solar energy products. That's exactly what happened recently in Utah. Someone called claiming to be with the Utah Public Utilities Commission and offered the person special pricing on solar energy panels. There is a Utah Public Service Commission that regulates utilities, and that sounds similar to the Utah Public Utilities Commission.
See, the Public Service Commission is a government agency, and the Utah Public Utilities Commission, that name that was used by whoever's making the calls, it sounds like a government agency. The government's not going to call and offer you a limited time deal to try and get you to make a purchase. Anytime that someone is calling with a pitch like this over the phone that feels high pressure or says you've got to act now, that should put up red flags.
Avoiding a government imposter scam requires the consumer, you and me, to put a stop to efforts by the scammer who is trying to force a wire money payment, for example, or gather personal information. Hang up the phone and look up the name of the agency the caller is claiming to represent. Document the date and time of the call, and if possible, write down the number of the caller.
The report that came to us was from somebody who was actually a retired utilities employee who knew better. But if there is someone out there who has had that experience and received a call from the so-called Public Utilities Commission and then fallen for the scam, we would encourage them to file a complaint with us and let us see what we can find out.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.